Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Today I want to share with you from another psalm. I find these psalms so encouraging and inspiring in my life, and I just want to share with you and hope that they can be an inspiration and a blessing and encouragement to you as well. Today I'm going to share to you from Psalm 139. David says here, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. What a beautiful psalm here that David has written. A psalm that brings encouragement to me, and I find inspiring. David points out here that there is not one thing that is hidden from God. He declares, God, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down, you know when I get up, and you know all my thoughts. There's not a thought goes through my head or your head and God doesn't know it. God knows where we are. He knows our path. He knows when we lie down. He knows when we get up. Even before a word is on my tongue, he says here, behold, Lord, you know it altogether. That's amazing. Even before we say anything, God knows what you're going to say. He knows what we're going to talk about tomorrow. He knows what we're going to think about next week. He knows what we're going to say next year. It's just amazing, but that's how God is. He is amazing. David says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Amen. Who can? He also says, where could I go and not be in your presence? If I ascend in the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you're there. no matter where we are, in the uttermost parts of the sea, you can go in the desert, you can go in the mountains, anywhere, you never hide from God. God is always there. He also says, surely, if I say, surely the darkness will cover me and the light about me be night. Well, even the darkness is not dark to you, Lord. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. That is just so incredible about God. Nothing is hidden from him. People feel they can do things in secret and in dark places. Well, the darkness is as bright as light to God. Then David switches gears here a little bit, and he talks about how God had formed him when he was being created in his mother's womb. God planned how we would look. God planned the color of eyes we would have. He planned the color of hair we would have. He planned how our facial features would look. He planned all of that. He planned whether we would be tall or short. And, all those things, God planned all of that. As we were being formed in our mother's womb, nothing was hidden from God. He knew exactly. He created us. Well, I don't know what that does for you, but I find that very inspiring. God is all-knowing. Nothing is hidden from him. He created us. He gave us the abilities that we have, the gifts that we have. God gave us those things. He gave us those gifts, those abilities, to be useful in building his kingdom here. Not for our own gain, but for his gain, for the building of his kingdom. And David says here in the close of this psalm then, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And I hope that that is your heart today. Having an open heart, allow God to search your heart. God, is there anything there that shouldn't be there? I don't want any sin to be there. Is there any grievous thing? Is there any wicked way in me, Lord? Any evil way? Take that out, Lord. Cleanse me and lead me in the way everlasting. That's what David's heart is here. That's basically what he's saying. That's what he's praying about. I hope that you can say that with an honest heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Because after all, folks, nothing is hidden from God. Maybe you think you're the only one that knows those secret hidden things in your life. But God knows it full well. He knows all of those things. Nothing is hidden from him. So let's be honest with God. He formed us. He made us. He knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. Well, the Lord bless you today. Think about this psalm. Think about how God has loved you. He made you exactly how you are because he loved you and still loves you. The Lord go with you. Be honest in your heart today and allow God to do his work in your life. Praise him. Thank him for what he's done for you. And may your day be blessed. God bless you.